You're listening to SBS News.
Feeding a growing population has always been difficult, but scientists appear to be one big step closer with the development of a detailed map of one of the world's most ubiquitous crops. Researchers from Agriculture Victoria and the International Wheat Genome Sequencing Consortium have helped crack the genetic code of wheat, a code almost five times bigger than the human genome. The breakthrough, 13 years in the making, could help safeguard the crop against drought and climate change and improve quality and production. One author of the Genome Roadmap, Professor Rudy Appels, says it will mean individual traits can be isolated.
I think what this does is to put wheat at the level of some of the really advanced organisms that have been studied now for quite a while with much more advanced molecular biology like rice. And it means that we can much more effectively use some fundamental information from other organisms much more effectively and put it into context and actually drive the new discoveries.
Wheat is the most widely cultivated crop on Earth and contributes $6 billion annually to Australia's economy. Globally, wheat harvests are facing threats from changing weather patterns, as well as increasing demand, with around half of the world's population consuming the grain. Agriculture Victoria researcher Josquin Tibbetts says the new knowledge could especially benefit Australia's industry.
There's a lot of focus on breeding for drought tolerance or water use efficiencies, and that will flow through to impact farmers who are growing varieties. It will give a lot more certainty to farmers about what they grow, that when they're planting and investing in growing things, that they're likely to succeed. And I think there's also impact for people who consume wheat. So all of us that eat wheat around the world will probably be touched by this work.
Associate Professor Vicky Soler from the School of Molecular and Life Sciences at Perth's Curtin University says the impacts of the research could go even further. She says it could even lead to people with wheat or gluten intolerances, such as celiac disease, being able to eat modified wheat products one day.
You know, we could do things like maybe look for the genes that help with drought resistance, you know, and look at sustainability, how plants stress, and maybe things that can naturally defend off insects. We can look at the gluten proteins and maybe have a look at making gluten okay for celiacs if we have that science. We can look at amylose content of the starch, so resistant starch that's great for gut microbiome, even increasing yield, all those sorts of things.
There have been previous claims of successfully sequencing the wheat genome. In 2017, a team at Johns Hopkins University in the United States announced it had compiled a completed sequence. Researchers say the difference this time is the ordering and assembling of the information into an easy-to-use map, what Professor Appels compares to a Google map.
What we've done is to then go the extra distance, which has been the real achievement of ordering all those sequence bits that we've also determined and that others have determined, and we've sort of combined it into the 21 chromosomes that constitute wheat. This is where we can now claim that we have really the Google map in place, because we can drive down that highway of each chromosome and then stop at the sort of little towns along the way that we've characterized. We know exactly where they are. You can actually define what you're interested in and then go to that spot.
The genome map will be publicly available, meaning scientists, students, businesses and even governments can access it. Both Professor Tibbetts and Professor Appels says the value in the research is in it being used as widely as possible. Associate Professor Jason Abel from the University of Adelaide's Agricultural Science Department agrees it's for the greater good.
We need to come up with innovative solutions to feed the growing world population that's inevitably going to be striking us by the time 2050 comes around the corner. There's predicted to be 9 to 10 billion people on the planet. So with 50% of the world population relying upon wheat day in, day out, we do need to come up with smarter tools and technologies in order to be able to bridge that gap. So yes, some companies will profit from it, but also scientists will be able to make far more inroads than what they would have been able to without that information.
Professor Appel says whether individuals or organisations decide to patent something is up to them. And he says industry support has been vital in getting to this point, with agriculture giants like Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, playing a role.
Say if in Ag Victoria we get some particular aspect of the genome and discover some genes in there that we reckon are then significant in providing an increase in yield, then that's a different situation. So it's one step removed then to then go into the patent. So the IP property comes in, if you like, the way we use the genome sequence. Taking out patents is pretty expensive, and if you can afford it, then you do that.
It remains to be seen what impact the genome map will have. For Professor Tibbetts, it's almost unimaginable.
I think the reach of it and the impact is going to be extremely long-lived. I think this work will be impacting wheat and wheat research for at least the next century, if not longer. The one thing you could say is that the return on investment is going to be in the thousands or more for each dollar spent.
Andrina Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.